KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Checking sports, Iowa wrestling coach Tom Brands has been named the National Coach of the Year. Brands was honored by the National Wrestling Coaches Association after leading the Hawkeyes to a 13-0 dual record and the Big Ten Tournament Championship. They were favored to win the national championship before the NCAA championships were canceled.
I do give our guys some credit with the poise, the maturity. You know, we got a lot of compliments about this team all year. So where does it stack up? We got a lot of compliments about this team, more compliments about this team than any of the other teams that we had that were high-powered that I've been the head coach.
Brand says this team was successful on the mat and in the classroom.
The character and the way that these guys treat people, so the fanfare of this team, it's proof that winning and graduating and doing it right, that philosophy, it does endear our team to our fans like no other team that I've coached. And we've had some pretty dang good teams in 8, 9, and 10.
The NWCA honor is Brand's second Coach of the Year award this season. He was also named the 2020 Intermat Coach of the Year. Iowa led the nation in attendance for the 14th straight year, setting an NCAA dual record average of 12,568 fans per match. Well, North Carolina State has accepted a recommendation for its NCAA case involving recruiting violations tied to former one-and-done star Dennis Smith Jr. The school agreed to go through the independent accountability resolution process, the new independent investigation process for complex cases. The NCAA created the IARP following reform proposals from the commission led by former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice in the wake of a federal corruption investigation into college basketball. North Carolina State was charged last summer with 4 violations. Also in college basketball news, DePaul guard Jalen Coleman-Lanz has been granted a 6th year of eligibility by the NCAA. Coleman-Lanz was limited to 9 games as a junior transfer in 2018-19 after breaking his left hand. He played in all 32 games this past season and led the Blue Demons with 63 three-pointers while averaging 11 points. Former Duke guard Alex O'Connell has committed to Creighton. O'Connell played 29 games this past season, averaging over 5 points a game. He'll be a senior this year. He made 14 starts during his career, averaging over 4 points in 12.5 minutes per game. O'Connell, originally from Milton, Georgia, was a top 60 player when he came out of high school in 2017. In NFL news, quarterback Tom Brady says it was time for a change. Brady appeared on SiriusXM's The Howard Stern Show for about 2 hours Wednesday and discussed a bunch of topics, including his decision to leave the New England Patriots. The 6-time Super Bowl winner said he was ready for a new challenge when he elected to become a free agent and signed a 2-year, $50 million contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last month. Brady reiterated that he has no hard feelings about head coach Bill Belichick not making him a Patriot for life. He added that so many wrong assumptions were made about his relationship with Belichick or of how about Belichick felt about him. The Kansas City Chiefs and running back DeAndre Washington have agreed to a 1-year deal. Washington has 1,122 yards rushing, 613 yards receiving, and 8 total offensive touchdowns in 55 games with the Oakland Raiders. Washington is a former college teammate of Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs also are signing punter Tyler Newsome, according to a report from NFL Draft Diamonds. Newsome was undrafted out of Notre Dame last spring and averaged over 42 yards on 7 punts during 4 preseason games with the Chargers. He averaged 44 yards per punt in 4 seasons with the Irish. Current Chiefs punter Dustin Colquitt is entering the final year of his contract. The Falcons are moving to black pants with black jerseys for their home uniforms in 2020. Those changes are part of a redesign the team says respects past fashion choices with updates to match the modern progression of Atlanta. The team's first redesign in 17 years also includes white jerseys and white pants for road uniforms. The Falcons will continue to use the black helmets. Well, the NFL is turning the league's 2020 draft into a 3-day fundraiser to help 6 charities dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. The draft-a-thon will be featured during the NFL draft, April 23rd through the 25th, to raise money for nonprofits selected by the NFL Foundation. Among the charities are the American Red Cross, the CDC Foundation's All of Us, Meals on Wheels COVID-19 Response Fund, the Salvation Army, the United Way's COVID-19 Community Response and Recovery Fund. Commissioner Roger Goodell said in a statement that the draft-a-thon will deliver much-needed funding to many who are suffering, as well as those on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic. Texas A&M Chancellor John Sharp says that officials believe a 13-game college football schedule would be possible, even if the start of the season were delayed until October because of the coronavirus. Sharp added Wednesday that there are many unknowns about football season because of the pandemic that's killed thousands and shut down sports across the globe. The Track World Championships in Eugene, Oregon have been rescheduled for July 15th through the 24th of 2022. That event was pushed back a year because the Tokyo Olympics were delayed until 2021 amid the coronavirus pandemic. The Track Worlds were originally scheduled for August 6th through the 15th of 2021. Formula One says it will furlough half of its staff until the end of May, and senior executives will take pay cuts amid the coronavirus pandemic. F1 says senior leadership figures will take voluntary pay cuts while still continuing to work and not in furlough, and CEO Chase Carey will take a much deeper pay cut. F1 has postponed 8 races so far this season, and the Monaco Grand Prix has been canceled. The season is currently scheduled to begin in France on June 28th. More postponements are likely to turn into cancellations, but F1 has said it's still hoping to stage between 15 and 18 races out of the original 22. The president of the International Paralympic Committee says the body has cash flow problems because of the Olympic and Paralympic postponement until 2021. Andrew Parsons says about 5% of spending is being cut from the IPC's budget. Parsons says the problem is due partly to broadcast rights holders who want to delay their payments until the product is delivered. Parsons says it's not a question of losing money, but rather some temporary belt tightening. The Tokyo Flame has been taken off of public display in Japan, and it's not clear when it will reappear again, or where, or under what conditions. After the Tokyo Olympics and the torch relay were postponed until next year, the flame was put on display in the northeastern prefecture of Fukushima. It was supposed to remain on display through the end of April, but it was removed to an undisclosed location after Prime Minister Shinzo Abe declared a state of emergency yesterday that includes limiting large crowds. The Iowa Speedway will be hosting an IndyCar Series doubleheader in July as part of a revamped schedule. The July 17th and 18th races will be under the lights. Mark Miles is president of Penske Entertainment, which operates that series.
You know, our fans love IndyCar on short ovals, and they love it at night. So we were already excited about being in Iowa in July, and we just thought, you know, what if we just ran there twice?
The Iowa Speedway is one of two venues to be awarded two races, and Miles calls it an efficient way to rework the schedule.
For the promoter to put packages together for the fans there to take in two IndyCar races in a weekend, as well as the ARCA racing that'll be going on. For our teams to get there and stay there for two races as opposed to two different weekends running across the country. For television production, in so many ways, it's a pretty efficient way to do it. So under these circumstances, we think it's a real win.
Miles says all sports are working with their broadcast partners in hopes of putting together a new schedule.
It's almost like somebody tilted the table and everything's sliding down to one end. All these events are trying to come back onto the calendar later in the year when the hope is that the crisis will have gotten to the point where we can get people together again. And so if you're NBC, our broadcast partner, you've got all these properties that you would normally have scheduled, you know, from spring through the summer. You're trying to find times and windows for in the summer, and it's very challenging.
The first IndyCar race is scheduled for June 6th at Texas, and Miles says there are no plans to run races without fans. A Florida man has filed a lawsuit against Tiger Woods and his caddy, claiming he suffered injuries from the caddy pushing him out of the way during a tournament 2 years ago. That civil complaint was filed Tuesday in Pinellas County and alleges Brian Baruso tried to take a selfie as Woods approached his tee shot left of the 13th green in the third round of the Valspar Championship. Baruso maintains caddy Joe LaCava intentionally shoved him and caused him to stumble and fall into the crowd before being treated for injuries at a hospital. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.